really New Zealand though. It was the day of funerals in Lebanon as grieving families mourn the death of an explosion that killed at least 145 people earlier this week. Angry protesters clashed with police overnight in Lebanon's capital, Beirut, over the Tuesday blast. Many blame the disastrous explosion on Lebanon's political elites, accusing them of corruption and mismanagement, with the country on the verge of economic collapse. On Thursday, Beirut residents expressed their anger against the government during a visit by French President Emmanuel Macron. Macron is the first foreign leader to visit Lebanon after Tuesday's blast. Beijing is accusing the United States of arbitrary political manipulation and suppression after U.S. President Donald Trump ordered sweeping restrictions against China's social media giants TikTok and WeChat. On Thursday, President Trump issued executive orders banning any U.S. transactions with ByteDance, the Chinese company that owns video sharing app TikTok and the owner of the WeChat app, starting in 45 days. The orders come as the Trump administration says it's stepping up efforts to purge untrusted Chinese apps from U.S. digital networks. And the U.S. consulate in Hong Kong says it's ludicrous to suggest its diplomats meeting with pro-democracy politicians could breach the city's new national security law. Earlier this week, China's state-owned tabloid Global Times ran a story suggesting a recent meeting between the U.S. consul general in Hong Kong and a pro-democracy politician could violate the new legislation. Beijing imposed a sweeping national security law on Hong Kong at the end of June, targeting subversion, secession, terrorism, and colluding with foreign forces. The U.S. consulate said Friday its diplomats met with a variety of political figures.